Welcome to the Holmesville Church of the Brethren Quarantine Edition. This is the midweek prayer service for October 14th, 2020. We are working our way through the book Take Our Moments and Our Days, an Anabaptist Prayer Book, Volume 1. And in this section, we are concentrating on the Beatitudes. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will proclaim your praise. You are good to those who wait for you, to all who seek you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever will be. Amen. Psalm 126. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, "What marvels the Lord worked for them!" What marvels the Lord worked for us! Indeed, we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage as streams in a dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. My heart is ready, O God. I will sing your praise. Your steadfast love is higher than the heavens, and your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. We will bring our free prayers of thanksgiving at this time. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let your glory shine over all the earth. Amen.
Shall rise and set no
Jesus said, "Let anyone with ears to hear listen. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Do this, and you will live. Lord Jesus, you have the words of eternal life." John 16:20-22. "Very truly, I tell you, you will weep and mourn, but the world will rejoice. You will have pain, but your pain will turn into joy. When a woman is in labor, she has pain because her hour has come. But when her child is born, she no longer remembers her anguish because of her joy of having brought a human being into the world. So you have pain now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." Revelation 7:13-17. "Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, 'Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?' I said to him, 'Sir, you are the one that knows.' Then he said to me, 'These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." As we approach our time of intercession, please remember that you may pause the audio as long as you like to spend more time with the Lord in silent prayer. Rejoice in the Lord always. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Comforting God, we bring our prayers to you as acts of love for you and for our neighbors. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. Your favor lasts all through our life. We pray for ourselves and those dear to us. You bless those who mourn. They will be comforted. You promise that pain will turn to joy. We pray for our community and for our neighbors. You bless those who mourn, they will be comforted. You guide your people to springs of the water of life. We pray for the church in all places, that we may know the freedom of life in the Spirit. You bless those who mourn, they will be comforted. Your glory will shine over all the earth and sea. We pray for the world and for all who care for creation. You bless those who mourn, they will be comforted. We offer you other concerns we carry in our hearts. You bless those who mourn, they will be comforted. God, whose justice shines like the sun, you bless all who seek first your kingdom and righteousness. Fill our hearts with the spirit of the Beatitudes, that we may live this day in simplicity, mercy, and joy. Through Jesus, who taught us to do so, we pray for the coming of your reign. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. May the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort comfort us in our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are afflicted with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. Amen.